The ICB Character Education and Community Building Book Series. Series Book Number 5. D is for Discipline. D is for Discipline. Standing your ground. Pre-reading exercises. Have you ever met someone like Goma who gets straight A's in school or close to it, who is involved in many clubs and organizations and generally exercises great academic discipline? Perhaps you are like Goma. However, all of the book knowledge in the world may not prepare you to respond to the temptations of teenage tendencies. Goma wanted to be part of the in crowd, to spend time with the popular kids. But at what price? Reading focus. Goma soon realized that there is yet a greater discipline than academic discipline. He has come to know it as discipline of the heart, to make right choices even when such choices seem unpopular with the in crowd. As you read Goma's story, consider Goma's situation. What could you have done differently? Also, perhaps you can ponder more deeply about how disciplined you are in life. Are there areas of your life that could be more disciplined? And how important are such values to you? When you are ready, it would be good to share these issues with your parents or guardians or friends. Standing your ground. As a child, Goma's parents taught him the importance of practicing 6 principles: being trustworthy, observing honor and respect for others, and demonstrating caring, sharing, and loving attitudes at all times. As he used these principles to guide his interactions with others on a daily basis, they would lead him to good discipline in life. So, Goma tried to lead by example. He was known to be a bright student with good grades who did his homework and got to school on time each day. He was involved in clubs and organizations at school, and he managed to keep up with all of those activities. His teachers would say, "That takes a lot of discipline, Goma." However, as he progressed through school, Goma grew tired of being seen as the good guy. It was his understanding that the popular kids tended to like the bad boys. As a result, those character traits instilled in Goma were seriously challenged. Goma became interested in the things that some of the naughty boys around him were doing. They would steal candy, throw paper balls in the class, and disobey their teachers, all to fit in with the in crowd. Some kids seemed to flock towards these popular boys. Though he never participated in such behavior, the more Goma would see these things, the more he began to question the good habits his parents and teachers taught him as a child. After all, they were not helping him score points with his friends. Goma was at home in bed one evening and began to think about what it would be like to do some of the things he saw his friends do. He thought to himself that it would make him more popular. His mother came to his room and questioned why he was in bed so early. Goma replied, "I'm tired, that's all, Mom." Goma felt guilty for lying to his mom and felt that he should have shared with his mother the problems he faced. With only 2 weeks of school left, some of Goma's peers were plotting an end-of-year prank and they called Goma to participate. with all eyes on him and seemingly mounting peer pressure, Goma said, "Count me in." Goma knew it was wrong, but he also felt a rush that he had never felt before. Goma and his friends continued planning for the prank. His role was to pull the fire alarm while others planted a smoke bomb. All of a sudden, some of the popular children who never seemed to pay him any attention would smile and wave at Goma. While he welcomed the newfound attention, he wondered if he truly wanted to be a part of something like this. Goma had seen other students get sent to detention, or they even got arrested for pulling a fire alarm, because it is a misdemeanor crime. Goma was always a good academic student, and he wanted to stay out of trouble. He remembered his father's favorite phrase as he would counsel him, "Remember that good character lies in good moral discipline." Never before had these words meant more to him than at this very moment. It was at this point that Goma thought to himself, "If I get caught, I could get in really bad trouble at school and at home." While still thinking about his father's favorite advice to him on his way home, Goma ran into his old friend Joe, who had moved and now attended another school. Goma had been a great friend and mentor to Jay when Jay was faced with his own personal problems years ago. Jay had reminded Goma about he taught him to be disciplined and not to give in to the peer pressure he had once faced. Jay's words helped Goma to understand the importance of his moral discipline, the things Goma's father always talked about. Goma was so thankful and relieved that he had bumped into Jay. Jay reminded him that what his parents had taught him were right values, and that he should not change his own belief system just to be like somebody else. The night before the prank, everybody got together, including Goma. At that time, Goma said that he had made a mistake in wanting to be a part of the prank and that he would no longer participate. The other members were initially upset with Goma, but they knew the type of character that Goma had demonstrated at school. Tapping his shoulder, one of Goma's friends told him, "This isn't really for you, man. We're not gonna hold it against you." However, unshaken by Goma's change of heart and pleas for them to stop the prank, his friends decided to go through with the plan anyway the next day. At around 2 p.m., minutes before the school day ended, they pulled the fire alarm. Seconds later, two smoke bombs were set off and those involved in the prank ran down the hall screaming, "Fire! Fire!" The school went into total craziness, with students and staff running to the nearest exits, disregarding procedures practiced during fire drills. The fire department was dispatched. After they searched the school, they found there was no fire. The students involved were laughing and bragging about how they had just gotten away with the greatest prank of all time. They were, however, unaware that two students were seriously injured during the chaos and were rushed to the hospital. After reviewing the school security videos, officials and police were able to identify the students involved in the prank. The pranksters were very scared of what would happen to them once they went to the police station to talk to the police about the incident. They were all suspended from school with the potential for expulsion, and they had to spend a lot of time getting school counseling. Even worse, they got into a lot of trouble at home. Goma was able to see how his life would have changed and had he agreed with his friends. Lack of discipline led to bad behavior. In the end, though he was tempted to follow the crowd, Gomer's moral discipline helped him stand his ground by sticking to what was right. Character builders. Being disciplined means being consistent in exercising control or restraint in challenging situations. Often, people appear disciplined in their actions, yet they are in turmoil inwardly. When behaviors don't line up with moral values that guide a disciplined life, the result is conflict. In turn, conflict can impede or prevent a person from achieving personal goals. Gomer was used to demonstrate academic discipline. However, he was challenged with exercising consistent moral discipline. This kind of discipline speaks to making right decisions, right choices based upon one's heartfelt convictions. These principles were instilled in Gomer through his upbringing, as his parents taught him to respect others and to demonstrate caring, sharing, and loving attitudes towards everyone. Gomer had to decide what was more important to him: to be accepted by his peers by being naughty, or to stick to his guns according to moral principles of trust, honor, and respect. To do the latter would require a different type of discipline, the discipline of the heart. Discussion junction. Why do you think Gomer initially wanted to be involved in the prank? What caused Gomer to change his mind about going through with the prank? Creative expressions. In a small group, use a form of technology to summarize the plot of Standing Your Ground. Find pictures that depict people with discipline, or draw your own characters showing how disciplined they are. Then, form a collage of your ideas. The ICB Character Education and Community Building book series. D is for discipline.